of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the last day of March, the 31st of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here, of course, with Jared at the helm and Linda with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sunny today with a high of 80. You ready for that? My goodness. Are you ready to change out your closet yet? That's the feeling I'm getting. Tonight, overnight lows of 50, and tomorrow calls for a high of 84. Oh, my gosh. Overnight lows of 50, mostly sunny Friday, 79. Mostly sunny on Saturday, 75. And Easter Sunday, chance of showers with a high of 69. That's the weekly forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, welcome to this morning. Our phone lines are 7. Did you just say where our phone lines were? No, our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and join our chat room there. And if it's Wednesday, we must be having our film critic.
Absolutely, Robert Burke. Good morning.
Good morning.
He's checking, I think, on what he's going to say.
I'm checking some movie news.
It's the movie news.
The big movie news of the week is the movie that's dropping today, which is Godzilla vs. Kong, which is looking to be the movie that will hopefully bring life back into the movie box office, because for, you know, a year or so, box office has been dead. Mm-hmm. The biggest release that we saw was Tenet back in September, and that ended up grossing a fair amount of money internationally, but here it pretty much tanked. Mm-hmm. It ended around $350 million worldwide and did pretty well on VOD, so they probably broke even on the movie, but it was a risk, and it didn't pay off super well. And then COVID got a lot worse in the country. A lot of movie theaters shut down. Now COVID is in a lot better of a situation than it was 6 months ago, and as a result, we are seeing lots of movie theaters open, lots of them getting excited about Godzilla vs. Kong, and it is going to be the biggest opening in terms of theater count since the pandemic began. It is opening in over 3,000 theaters, which no movie has done since, I believe, Bloodshot back in March 13th, 2020. So this is looking to be an exciting, big film that could reinstate what we used to have.
And Bloodshot was such a bad movie.
Yeah, it was. And so far, Godzilla vs. Kong in its first weekend grossed $122 million internationally, which more than doubled the pandemic record, which was Tenet, which made $53 million internationally on its first weekend. The biggest place that it made money was China. It had a huge opening there, which isn't surprising. And looking towards this weekend, there's a lot of predictions all over the place. You know, it's not going to quite be the opening that it would be during normal times.
What makes this movie so big? I mean, I have seen... Okay, I've probably seen 4 Godzilla movies. Of course, I started back when they first came out, and it was really, you need to go back and watch those. Have you ever seen the original Godzilla movie?
No, I haven't.
You need to go back. It's on Turner Classic Movies if you can get back into that.
That's really
HBO,
a cool way to start.
HBO Max. If you take a look at the first Godzilla movie and then look to what it's come today, it's the transformation is remarkable.
Yeah.
But what is the big attraction on this? Is it who is it anybody, any name stars in it or anything? It's the whole thing is just computer effects.
The two names that are selling the movie are Godzilla and Kong. Those are seeing a huge lizard and a huge monkey punch each other on a screen, there's nothing more cinematic than that.
Kong's,
that's why people are
Kong's
so excited.
Not a monkey, he's an ape.
Yeah, but the other thing
I just
is,
throw that
this
there.
Is, you know, part of HBO Max's whole thing with releasing in theaters and on HBO Max the same day. What's really promising about a movie like this is you are seeing people going to the theaters. I mean, if you go to Cinemark, I tried to buy tickets this morning.
Really? Yeah,
every single showing is either sold out or there's only one or two seats left. Okay. And that's because people are excited and people are ecstatic to go.
To people the just want to get out. They could play Old Yeller. And yeah. you could do that.
Now, you went to the movies over the weekend, correct?
I went to the movies last night, right. yeah. And I was going to say, if Godzilla vs. Kong isn't a movie that particularly floats your boat or one that you're particularly looking forward to, Nobody is also in theaters, and I saw it last night, and I can confirm that it is very good.
Nobody.
And I would highly recommend it.
That's the one with
Bob Odenkirk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Bob Odenkirk, and it is from the producer of John Wick, and it is kind of like a snarky... You know,
John Wick.
Yeah, it's a John Wick type movie. It's really funny, is what I have to say about it. I think if you enjoyed John Wick because you loved the action scenes, Nobody is like the action of John Wick while also not taking itself very seriously. Like, it kind of, it's fake serious, like it kind of pretends like it's taking itself seriously, but it also has a lot of fun. There's a lot of violence in it. But if you're looking for something to see this weekend that is super entertaining,
is that dropping on any
minutes,
of the...
It'll be on premium VOD, so a $20 rental in three weeks, I believe. But it's one of the movies that they're really pushing theatrical release for.
Now, the only way really to get into the movie theaters is to really get online and reserve your seats.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, and the best way to do that is through the Cinemark app or on Cinemark.com. Every single movie I've seen, I've bought tickets for in advance because it's a terrible feeling to show up to the movie theater, ask for a ticket, and then it's sold out.
Which is something that we used to do. If we had a minute, we'd look at each other and say, let's just go slip away.
Yeah.
And sneak off. I mean, in the middle of a work day, we would do that. Hit a matinee at 11 and come back at 1 and continue on with work. But so kind of seems like that's gone.
Yeah, at least for the time being. I think the biggest problem is that theaters are at 25% capacity. So with something like Godzilla vs. Kong, you know, not every single seat in the auditorium is sold, but once they reach 25% capacity, they cannot sell any more tickets.
Now, are they doing, at Cinemark, will they be doing, like, with this new release, five theaters that are going to be showing that?
So as of tonight, all but... two theaters, I believe, are showing Godzilla vs. Kong. And it's not as intense as the week goes on. I think a lot of people are just really hyped to see it opening week, opening day.
All right.
But you'll also, you're seeing a lot of theaters reserved right now for private screenings.
Okay.
That, and speaking of private screenings, Godzilla actually broke a record. I believe I saw that there is some, like, 12,000 private screenings sold for Godzilla vs. Kong nationwide,
really?
Which is a record. Yeah.
That means people can buy out the theater and just have their friends.
Right. For,
which is nice.
I think, $100 or $150, you can rent out the theater and have up to 20 guests.
All right. Well,
inside.
This is, like, really valuable news, especially what's happening here locally. So you've seen Nobody. That's being released. Now, let's talk about The Black Widow.
Okay, so Black Widow is coming out on July 9th, so we're still a couple months out from that. But Black Widow is going to be a movie that releases on Disney Plus and in theaters on the same day on July 9th.
Do you know anything about the series Luminaries?
I do not.
All right. So we're looking for some new series, and I was just kind of, I know you're the film and critic guy, but, you know, sometimes do you watch series on TV as well?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
I sometimes do. The other... It's not significant, but there is another movie coming out this weekend that actually just kind of announced that it was coming out a few days ago, I believe. It was kind of like an unexpected dropping. So if you're a horror movie fan, then there is a horror movie coming out on Friday called The Unholy.
Oh.
And that one, it releases on Friday. It'll have a whole screen. The plot synopsis is terror strikes when a disgraced journalist investigates a girl who has the inexplicable power to heal the sick. So that is another movie coming out this weekend if you are more of a horror movie fan, or if you show up to the theater and Godzilla vs. Kong is sold out.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the movies to look forward to this weekend.
Well, thank you so much. I believe, Carl, we have guests coming in early today, right?
Well, we have them. They're going to be at 7:30.
So. I have school to run to.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Yay! Finally.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Robert.
The clever film critics.
Is that
dot com.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah.
Have a good day in school.
Robert
Thank you.
Burke, don't, our film critic.
Don't get COVID.
I won't.
Okay.
I'm sure you thanks. Won't. All right.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned local board of directors. These are your friends and neighbors that are helping you in a totally professional manner from Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches, one in Redbluff at 500 Riverside Way, one in two in right here in Redding at 1845 California Street. And, of course, that's in downtown Redding. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the old Cobblestone shopping center there. And through all of this, Cornerstone Community Bank has continued to move local dreams forward. Can't say too much more than that, except they are just an outstanding bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Good morning, everybody. And, of course, we are going to have a warm day today. Just, gosh, I wore like a black suit. Why? Sunny today with a high of 80, overnight low of 50. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 84. Friday, 79. Saturday, 75. And Sunday, 69. Easter Sunday. I am wondering how traditions, I mean, according to watching the news this morning, that they are going to, you know, worship plays are coming back. I don't know, probably social distancing. And we've always enjoyed going to Easter service. And, I think it's a time that we all need to really gather and support and praise and worship and support one another. And we've all felt this, like, collective down of this human interaction that has changed so much. And I wanted to talk about, I know you have something very much on your mind, too, but I wanted to talk about, there's been a study out about personal protective equipment causing coronavirus litter, threatening wildlife. So there are two things I want to say to you before Carl goes on to his particular topic. And that one is, it's very easy to drop a mask out of a car or out of your purse. I've had it happen. Or out of your pocket. This is another form of like dropping a glove, however it's lighter. So we're still so not used to this part, almost like an appendix to our bodies of having this mask wherever we go. So I urge everyone listening to the program today to please, if you can, in your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, think about, where's my mask? How am I dealing with it? And there are two things about that. Just the fact that, you know, there's nests, the birds are picking them up and making nests, and they're, I don't know how biodegradable they are, but it's something you need to pay attention to, because I'm sure that many places, even in restaurants or stores, or there, you can see them in the parking lot. It's another form of litter. Second thing I want to say today is, are you making a conscientious effort? And there's just something about this is a psychological exercise. Are you putting your grocery cart back to where the grocery carts are? I'm guilty. I have done it. I put it right next to my car. You know, leave it right next to my car. Rather than making the five steps or the five cars or half of a way down to return the cart. I'm just wondering. I think that's a form of respect. It's a form. It's an exercise in, why would I litter the parking lot? By leaving my cart, because it's convenient. It's selfish. And like I said, I've been guilty of it. I thought about this yesterday as I went to Trader Joe's and I saw all these carts, and then the cart place that you collect the cart was just like behind me and two over. And I thought, you know, I need to start doing this. It's just part of me being a good community member. So two things today on my end was, what are you doing with your masks? Please always be careful. I don't say pick up a mask if you see it in the parking lot.
Why can't a bird use the mask as a nest? As a nest, because it seems to me, I mean, it'd be perfect. It's kind of got that little soft cotton in there, and it'll keep COVID away from them.
Entanglement, entrapment, and ingestion of the COVID-19 litter by animals and the use of it as nesting material, we signal COVID-19 litter as a new threat to animal life, as the materials designed to keep us safe are actually harming animals around us. This is according
harming people sometimes who are wearing it too. It's not a big thing. Let's get into the cart thing. I have no problem with bringing carts back, but what if they don't have a cart return out in the parking lot and it's over there by the store, do we walk all the way back to the store with it? Or,
yeah.
Or do we just kind of conveniently put it on, you know, when they've got the trees there and they've got the little stuff around it? I like to put the front wheels up on the
tree. I do it. I've done it. But I just think it's a form of exercise. Not I'm talking about exercise physically. It's a form of, are you being respectful? This is kind of like being a good neighbor. This is kind of like, are you doing that little tiny thing that makes you, that is kind of like, I'm doing the right thing. I've come in. I've grocery shopped. You know, it's almost selfish when you think about it. When you try to go into a parking place and somebody's got a cart right there, it's like, well, can't you do? No, I, all I'm saying is that it really dawned on me yesterday about how can we do something, if it's small as that, that action, it's being a good neighbor.
Commentary in the Record Searchlight today. It appears that the state of California, and you've probably read, maybe you've read about it, maybe you haven't, is having a number of bills working their way through the legislature, if you can use the word work in the Sacramento legislature, in the same word, in the same sentence. And what they want to do is they want to make it mandatory that all police have a college degree and or be the age of 25 before you can become a policeman. Now, this whole article, and it's a commentary, it's an opinion piece, so it's not like it has to be news. They assert the complexity of 21st century policing demands a college degree. Today's officers are expected to apply evidence-based practices and technological innovations to prevent and solve crime, respect individuals' due process right, and resolve an array of compound problems with little, if any, specialized training, and get into numerous fights with drug heads and people who have no respect for the law. And the physical part of it really isn't that important. It's really the mental part of it. That was my aside. Okay, what it says here that you know they're pushing, taking police away, also, and to have social workers help with the homelessness and mental illness, and the civilians replacing. Okay, there's the word, replacing officers. These roles will be bachelor's or master's trained specialists. Well. As you've seen out there on the streets, let's get that master's trained gent who's 5'5 and weighs 123 pounds going to help with the social mental problems of a 6'4, 280-pound guy on meth. Okay, yeah, he's going to be there. But they, you know, the big word there was replace. So it's okay to replace a policeman with a mental health worker. So, the California Police Chiefs Association and Peace Officers proposed legislation require higher education for new officers. And so, Assembly Bill 89 require future police recruits to have a bachelor's degree or be 25 years old upon hire. Introduced another one, introduced Senate Bill 387 require new officers to take college courses but not earn a degree. I don't have a problem with that, you know. Taking college courses to help, but, you know, but many of our police right now are taking college courses. We are blessed here. I guess you could use the word blessed here in our Reading Police Department that many of our policemen already have degrees and others are working on their degrees. I have no problem, but, you know, but when you mandate that they will be taking it, but you don't have to earn a degree. So what, do you take a welding class? Is that what it means? Well, it could be a welding class. Anyway, AB 89, the only bill to require a bachelor's degree, is based on academic research that shows a college degree that can improve police legitimacy, professionalism, and accountability. Let me cut through the chase here. Requiring that a police officer have a college degree. Okay, so that means they'll be in their, you know, 21, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Now, you know, that age is still young. But requiring them to have that cuts down on the pool of those who choose to be a police officer. How many, you know, even though many have, you know, take to the streets as a police officer, something they've wanted to do, keeping it to age 25, requiring that they have a college degree already is going to really cut back on the number of recruits that any police station or any police force could have. Military coming out, they're 22, 23, they've been trained, they were MPs, but to require that they have a college degree then puts them back in school. Now, what you're talking about right here is a pie in the sky and a way to really cut back on how many police you're going to have. And so what happens when your police agency is 25 to 30% short all the time and not getting better? You know, before they throw things out there, you would think at least they take a look at another side. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a family that was affected that had a loved one at the Windsor Reading Nursing Home or Care Home. And COVID ravaged that place, and we're going to talk about their experiences there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been there with Jeff Wurst well over 20 years. There isn't anything about windshields that Jeff doesn't know how to fix, repair, and he repairs them for life. That's right. Jeff Wurst is a veteran, and his word is his bond. So he's not going to take a chance with your safety. He's going to fix it, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can do this. He does free consultations. So you just bring it down there, and he'll look at it and say, "Yes, I can fix this," you know, or he'll say, "Nope, this is too damaged, and you need to go to." And he'll give you the name of a business he trusts. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back.
But I have to have things my own way. In my youth, like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those little ladies that shiver through my veins. And I was going shining, shining like brand new. I never looked behind me, my troubles will be few.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the visible river aquarium, caverns exhibits, parrot playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. California native and climate acclimated plants from all around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebach. It is 7:35 in the morning here on the 31st of March, and it's, 52 degrees already? Is that right?
Yes, because it's going to be 80 degrees today, and we're just not kind of, I don't know, this is, no, we're not acclimated yet, but yeah. Here we go.
Hey, we're joined today by Sally Kelly, Joanna Trinari. Okay. And Stuart Talley. Stuart's on the phone with us. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
Hey, and they, their father, or your father, Sally, and your
husband,
Joanna, was admitted into the Windsor Reading Care Facility in on August 6th.
Correct.
Is this correct? And he had suffered a stroke. And this was to help him rehabilitate so you could get him home.
Correct.
Okay. You need to pull
like
that
an aftercare
there.
Facility.
Right. Can y'all hear okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying okay. More loud? You might more. Okay.
Okay. How's that? Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Louder.
And then your father and your husband passed on October 4th. But
yes.
But it was more than just COVID. The reason you're in here today.
Correct.
So can you tell us your story and why you're here?
So the reason why my mother and I are here, we want to be a voice for the 22 people that passed in Windsor. These people can't speak. My father can't speak. But we can speak for these people that have passed away. We need to be a voice for these people, and that's why we're here.
Now, when we say that it's a voice, was there people pass away from COVID?
Right.
And people have, but it's more than that. You believe that the care there was problems with what was going on at Windsor?
Right, correct. There was neglect, and my father just declined in health every day. I mean, we were very... My sister and I called that place every day, and he just declined. And we just want them to be accountable for their actions, and that's why we're doing this.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services listed 75 cases and 16 deaths. But the facilities reported 65 cases and 22 deaths among the residents as of January 2021.
Correct.
And Mr. Talley, Stuart Talley, is on the line with us. And
he's your attorney?
He's your
correct.
Attorney from Kershaw, Cook, and Talley. And Mr. Talley, my question is that people died from COVID. What is different here?
Yeah, the problem with this nursing home was that they really did not take COVID seriously, if you can even believe that. There are reports from state regulators that did a series of inspections and found numerous violations of COVID policies and procedures that are designed to prevent the spread of COVID in a facility like this. They were cited in July before there was an outbreak. For not having adequate PPE, for inadequate training, and a bunch of other things. At that point, there wasn't a breakout. There was no COVID in the facility. The regulators came back again in August of 2020 and cited them again. This time, they had two cases in the facility, but it seems like it was under control at that point. But they were cited again for not having adequate PPE, not adequately training people, not properly testing and quarantining people. And so after two, you know, violations in the summer of 2020, you would think that they would learn their lesson, but they didn't. So in September, there's an outbreak, which was the big outbreak that led to many people, residents as well as employees, contracting COVID. And the regulators came in at the end of September and discovered that at the beginning of September, there was actually a nurse who called in sick and said that she had symptoms of COVID and she had taken a test but hadn't gotten the results back yet and wanted to know if she still had to come in to work. And the answer was, yes, you have to come in and work. And so she worked three full shifts at the facility. And on the third day, she got her COVID result and they realized that she had COVID. Again, you would think that would be a sort of a wake-up call, but it wasn't. 2 days later, another nurse called in sick and said she had symptoms of COVID. And again, she was told she had to come in and work anyway. And she ended up having COVID. And after those two instances, that's when the big outbreak occurred. Most of the clients I represent, right now we represent about 10 families, contracted COVID in September and passed away the next month.
So
all of this really could have been prevented, is our position.
Right. And so this is a class action.
Well, it's not a class action. Each person has their own individual lawsuit, but it is being brought on behalf of a large group of people.
Okay.
And from what I understand here, when they start talking about violations of August of 2020, they failed to provide and implement an infection prevention and control program, specifically failure to quarantine patients exposed to COVID-19, quarantine multiple patients in the same room, having COVID-positive nurses provide patient care and failing to pause patient intake despite a positive COVID-19 test. This is just me, but it seems to me by August we knew how serious this was.
Yeah, this is what's shocking, I think, about this whole scenario, is that this was going on in August and September. If this happened in March or February, you could say, hey, we didn't know how bad this could be. But by August and September, we knew. And we knew it was really bad in nursing homes.
Yeah, you know, right now, there's investigations going on back in New York because they were putting COVID patients into nursing homes, as you know, for some reason. You know, the fact is that it was also a known fact that the elderly or people with any type of previous conditions were really vulnerable to this virus.
Yeah, when you look at this case and you sort of, if you've been doing nursing home litigation for a while, what you see is that what happened at this nursing home is just the outcome of a problem that's existed for many, many years in nursing homes. The nursing homes in this, especially in California, are understaffed. They are for-profit enterprises. So the companies that own the nursing homes have an incentive to provide as little care as possible and to not fully staff the facilities. And, you know, the regulators can only do so much. But, you know, when you don't have enough staff to take care of your patients, that's when you are forcing people to show up to work sick. And I think that's what we're seeing here. It's just sort of a continuance of a problem that's existed for a long time.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. Can you hang on for another few minutes after the break, Mr. Talley?
Sure.
Okay, and of course we're here with Sally Kelly and Joanna Trinari. Joanna was is the wife of, and Sally is the daughter of the gentleman who passed on October 4th.
And his name?
Arthur Trinari.
Arthur.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Super people there, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Something happening here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, here
in
good
the
morning.
Studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And, excuse me, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
This portion of the show, we're going to start off with one of doing a shout-out to Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all of your financial needs under one roof. We always like to bring in and go out with the segments of our sponsors who make this program where you can hear it. We can keep our doors open, so we appreciate them. And we do use Judy Maxwell for our insurance, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Maxwell Insurance. All right. We are here with a kind of a very sad story.
We're here with
story.
A family that, and it, you know, it happens. People die all the time. And this is not anybody's arguing. But Sally Kelly and Joanna Trinneri are here. Joanna's husband, Arthur, and Sally's father was admitted into the Windsor Reading Rest Facility or Care Facility. He had had a stroke in October, and it was during, of course, during COVID. There were a number of things happened. You all were unable to visit him or be in there. Is that correct?
Well, we could see him through the window. They would bring him to the window, and that's how we got to visit him. And then when the COVID got really bad, they wouldn't even let us go to the window. They just shut everybody out. And I could not understand, because you can't get COVID from the window. You know, they had the window shut, but they would not let us.
Was this like a window in the wall?
It's the window by the where they eat.
Okay, so were they
it
wouldn't
was six
let you
feet
in.
Away.
Right. But yeah. Were they allowing you into the facility?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
We never got. The last time that I saw my dad was last July.
Wow. And so it's not to the fact. It's not the fact that Mr. Trinneri passed, because this
correct.
Happens.
Correct.
It's because of the conditions that led to, you believe, his passing from COVID.
Okay.
Mr. And Stuart Talley, a lawyer, and do you specialize in nursing homes, Mr. Talley? Hello?
As well as all types of cases, but we have experience with nursing home cases as well.
Okay. And you were a member of the, let me see here, Kershaw, Cook, and Talley.
That's correct.
Okay. The fact that everybody was in this horrible situation that you couldn't visit your loved ones when they were in there. My daughter's a nurse and works in the hospice. And she was, it was completely destroying her at times that she couldn't, you know, she was with patients at their last, and only then could they have a person come in.
And at certain times, they were just on FaceTime.
She would FaceTime them. So this happened, but what you are saying is that Windsor Reading Care Center didn't do enough to protect their people. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. You know, this facility has twice as many violations as sort of the average facility. You know, state regulators go in and they regulate on they do inspections on a regular basis, and this one is one of the worst ones in California. That I'm sure most people admitting their loved ones into the nursing home at Windsor have no idea that this is happening. And it's owned by a large company called Breas that has a long history of understaffing nursing homes. And actually, they were denied the license to purchase the Windsor Nursing Home in 2015 because of that. They appealed that decision and eventually were able to purchase it. But like I said before, understaffing is a big problem at nursing homes throughout the state. And that leads to, you know, when you have an outbreak of a virus and you're forcing people to work when they're sick, this is what happens. You have an outbreak like this. So, you know, this definitely could have been prevented. What's really sad is that we were so close, you know. Right now, most people in nursing homes have been vaccinated. If we could have just waited 6 months, or they could have done the right thing for 6 months, this could have been avoided. And, you know, when you talk to the clients, my clients, who have lost loved ones in this nursing home, what Sally just described is sort of the issue with, you know, how terrible it is that you couldn't see your loved one for such a long period of time. And then they pass away. I mean, that's it's terrible. And I think that's what really hurts people the most.
Well, that's true. And I just don't know how I'd feel if I couldn't do it. But that wasn't that the rule then, or the law that says that they were isolating people in the care homes?
It was. It was the rule, and it was.
I thought it was a terrible rule, by the way. You know what? I thoroughly disagree with it, but that was the rule that people were working under.
Right. I mean, the notion behind the rule, I think, makes sense, at least the thought behind it, whether it was an appropriate rule or not. But what's terrible is that people were doing the right thing. They were staying away from their loved ones for this long period of time, hoping that we could get out the other end with the vaccines and everything else. And, you know, 9 months later, this happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Joanna, when your husband had a stroke, I mean, that, you know, it's a serious thing when they, you know, and then into an aftercare facility, but his prognosis, though, was that he was coming out, right?
Yeah. I had learned to know the signs, and we were watching his favorite show on Saturday night, Lawrence Welk, and he asked for, he didn't take his something, so I got up, went in to get it, came back, and I looked at him, and I knew he had it,
uh-huh.
A stroke, it was 2-3 seconds.
Right.
I ran to the phone, called, and of course they came immediately.
Sure.
And when I brought him in, the doctor, he says, "Wow, you sure got him here fast. It's a good positive thing." So they asked if they could proceed with this procedure. I said, "Oh, yeah, do anything you can." And I did get to see him finally. And, excuse me. Anyway, I came back the next day and talked with him for a little while. And I thought, okay, Dad, I'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Rest, sleep. And it was so cute because he says, "Hannah, why did you put me in here?" And the nurse said, "She saved your life." So
from there, they moved him to, you all moved him to Windsor.
Yeah.
Because they said he needed aftercare, professional aftercare.
Yeah.
You wanted to bring him home, but they said because of the situation.
Yeah.
And we've only got like about 3 minutes left here.
Okay.
Sally, when you got in there, did you start feeling that, you know, when they restricted you from seeing them, and then you started hearing about the, because it wasn't a surprise, not a surprise, it wasn't a secret that COVID was sweeping through there?
Well, actually, no, we didn't know.
Oh.
When he was first admitted, we did not know that COVID was in there.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't until, like, I want to say it was a month later, and then all of a sudden I get this call, because I was in contact with him every single day, and I get this call saying, "Oh, your father tested positive for COVID. I am so, so sorry." And I'm like, "Okay, what are his symptoms?" He's asymptomatic. So I'm like, "Okay, we're good." Well, then it just went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
It just went downhill. So, yeah, I did not know, because obviously I would not put my father in a facility that was COVID.
Right. You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. I mean.
Well, now, as we're finishing up here, you all are reaching out to other people that have had had losses also, to let them know that there is other people out there that are going through the same thing.
Correct. We are, but also, for our family, we want to take this further. We want legislation needs to be changed for these people. That's our main goal.
Okay.
It needs to be changed. You know, we need to take care of our elderly.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some people just throw their loved ones in a nursing home, but then there's people out there and they have to make that tough decision to put their loved ones.
Sure.
And it's something needs to change, because it just doesn't happen at Windsor. It
happens
everywhere.
Mr. Talley, the bottom line on this is, you said they were inspected and they failed, but is it that we need new legislation on this? to make things tougher?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They need to figure out a way to pass laws that prevent something like this from happening again. They need to figure out a way to take care of our elderly population, because, like I said before, this is sort of a symptom of a much bigger problem.
Much bigger problem, okay. So I guess that's the end result from this, is so Arthur didn't die kind of alone there from COVID. You want something that goes beyond that, that can help people not go through this in the future.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, please accept our prayers and this for your loss. I know it was last October, but you know, it's not a day goes by, I don't think, of my parents.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And they did not go under these types of conditions. So.
Right.
Anyway, please stay in touch with us.
Well, thank you so much.
And Mr. Talley, thanks so much for the phone call.
Yes, thank you for getting the word out. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Yes,
you bet.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to have Celestina Traeger, and she's going to tell us everything that's going on with veterans.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Building an infrastructure of the future.
The administration wants to see progress on the new legislation by Memorial Day and have it passed over the summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has fired off a letter to Vice President Harris, who has been tapped by President Biden to handle the border crisis. Abbott demands answers and action from the administration to address what he says is an all-out humanitarian crisis. Governor also urging Harris to visit the border for herself. The Pfizer COVID vaccine has proven safe and effective for kids as young as 12. That's according to the drug maker reporting on results of a vaccine study of youngsters between the ages of 12 and 15. 12-year-old trial participant Caleb Chung says he just wanted to do his part.
There's not much I can really do to fight back against the virus, so probably participating in this trial and potentially helping other kids to feel safe and want to get the vaccine in the future when it becomes publicly available was really some way that I could actually help out.
Now, there is some discussion of vaccinating some youngsters before school resumes in the fall. On Wall Street this hour, stocks which had been mixed are now in positive territory across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 18 points. The NASDAQ 221 points higher, and the S&P trading 25 points. Higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A controversial figure has the inside track in replacing Mahmoud Abbas as the Palestinian president. The latest from the media lines, Elise Friedson.
Attention in the Middle East is turning to Palestinian elections, and Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti is emerging as a leading candidate to replace Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The problem for Barghouti is that he's in an Israeli prison serving 5 consecutive life sentences for murder. The popular Barghouti always places among top finishes in polls, while the octogenarian Abbas, who is presently in the 15th year of a 4-year term, appears to have lost the confidence of the younger generation. As to Israel releasing Barghouti, experts don't dismiss the idea. A deal might be just what is needed in order to prevent a victory by the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorist organization. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The head of the 190-nation International Monetary Fund says prospects for global growth have brightened since January, helped by a $1.9 trillion U.S. rescue package. But she warns that uneven progress in fighting the pandemic could jeopardize the economic gain.
IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said that when the IMF releases its updated economic forecast next week, it'll show the global economy growing at a faster pace than the 5.5% gain it projected at the start of the year. In remarks hosted by the Council on Foreign Relations, she said that the $1.9 trillion support package that President Biden signed into law on March 11th, along with rising confidence from increased vaccinations in many advanced economies, were primary reasons for the forecast upgrade. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A 38-year-old New York City man is under arrest, accused of brutally assaulting a 65-year-old Asian-American woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier in the week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to the second hour here of KCNR. Carl and Linda Bott here this Wednesday, the 31st, the last day of the month. Can you believe that 2021 is flying by? I'm going to give you some weather here. Today will be sunny with a high of 80. Of course, look outside right now. It's already in the 50s. Tonight will be lows of 50. Tomorrow calls for 84. And Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 79. And Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 75. And Easter Sunday, chance of showers with a high of 69. How cute are you going to do an Easter egg hunt? God, you know, we haven't done that in a long time, Carl. But we
last time we did it, they didn't find all the eggs.
Yeah, but we still did it. It was a lot of fun. We had
a month later
adult Easter egg hunt, and it was a lot of fun in our backyard. And like I said, you're right. There was, I think we put out 30 eggs, and maybe 28 were discovered.
I think Ken Murray was there, and he refused to bend over for an egg. I mean, it was an
Ivy egg.
I think he spotted it.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. Our senior and veteran discount, they are so wonderful with our community. 365-2793.
And with us is Celestina Traver.
Good morning,
everybody.
Good
morning. Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yeah.
Got your braces
on.
And
we only got her for...
I did.
When'd you get them off?
Oh,
it's been a while, hasn't it?
2 months, yeah.
Well, I haven't seen you in a while, so you look great. Thanks for being here. And there's always new wonderful things happening.
Yes, we're always up to something.
Okay, so what's happening in our veterans' world?
Well, we are open.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Oh,
our doors are open.
Oh, lovely.
Don't rush in, but come in.
Right.
We have a limited seating capacity still, but we are open to the public. You know, last year we never stopped filing claims. We filed over 1,000 claims last year in 2020, even through COVID. And it was really nice because we have a way for everybody to sign the legal documents at their home. It's called Finger Ink, and they use their phone and they sign the legal documents. It pops up into our computer that it's signed, and we send it off to the VA. So with that new program that we got last March, we were able to just move forward and continue serving our veterans, which was amazing. So we also did a lot of stuff on email. The newest thing is I've decided, you know, I have all these ideas and they just pop in my head and I just do it, you know. And so I decided we needed a dog park. And we needed a dog park.
Yeah.
We need a dog park on East Side, East Reading.
Oh, okay. There
you
go.
We have one at Fenton.
Yes, yes.
But the people and the veterans and the elderly, we have a lot of retirement homes on the East Side of Reading. And I thought, wouldn't that be great to have a dog park on this side? So I called the City of Reading and the Park and Recreation, and they said, sure. And they gave me a few places that I could choose. I chose a place, and the Enterprise Lions Club has came upon and helping us. And I want to invite all the veterans organization to help and RPD, because my plan, you know, I think big, we're thinking real big. We have a few acres, like 4 acres, and I want a small dog park and a big dog park.
Yes, it really does help.
Yes, but I want these toys. You know how the dogs go up on the...
Yes.
The, mm-hmm. And they jump down, mm-hmm. and they have like...
Like a course.
A course.
Yes.
I'm going to develop a course.
Okay.
On the big dog park, mm-hmm. side, and it would be kind of cool. And then the RPD could take their dogs out there and exercise them, and I'm just... You know, and there's a restroom there already.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
We're looking at Clover Creek Preserve, and we have a space off to the right that's all undeveloped. And they said, yeah, hey, this is an idea. We haven't taken it to the city council yet,
mm-hmm.
but it's in development phase. And once we get a committee, I'm looking for people on my committee. So if you're interested in being on our committee, please call the Veterans Service Office, and I'll put you on the list. I need your name and email.
Okay. Now, here's some questions coming in. How many veterans are in Shasta County, please?
Oh, that's a great question. So, the last time we checked, it was between 14,000 and 17,000.
Oh.
And
I always thought there was like 19 to 20.
Well, we're thinking that it's more. But the VHA is claiming there's more, but when they do a census, the census is really low for uh-huh. some reason. I don't know if the veterans aren't doing the census or because they're off grid. I'm not sure if we're capturing the
most
real
of
thing.
Them. You know what? I think there's a lot of veterans out there that just go,
yeah.
Okay, now here's another question. When are we going to have the grand opening of the new Veterans Clinic on Knighton Road?
Oh, good question. So
it's probably from your husband.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So we're supposed to get the keys in June, but they keep pushing it different times. So this is not hard, you know, hard-lined
right.
in. But we're thinking maybe August. Would be of this year. Would
August,
be,
that
yes,
late
this,
then.
Yeah, July, August, September, somewhere in there. Because it takes, once they get the keys and everything, all the buildings done, it takes them a while to get moved in and things like that. So
when do we think it's going to be done, though, in a couple months?
Yes.
Okay.
By June.
Okay, it's going to be done by June.
Yes.
So then they're going to, yeah, you're right. Then they need to get things turned on
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Yeah,
so,
and moved in and the computer
set up. But it's
going to
be the summer. I would say it's the summer. Then we're going to have a brand new veterans clinic.
Yes,
yeah.
And?
And the other one stays, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be used for a special, you know, like for specialties.
Was going to be in the specialty clinic is still going to be on the corner of East Cypress. There
uh-huh.
and is it Civic Center?
Yeah, right there across from City Hall.
I believe they're still going to have some specialties in there, less than what they have now, because this huge, huge VA clinic is double the size of it now.
Okay.
So, and another exciting thing is our VSO, our Veterans Service Office, is going to have a satellite office inside the clinic for the very first time ever, and I'm very excited about this. So this is going to be good because we're going to have a veteran service rep on site for people, for all the new people that's never been to our office. They can drop in and ask questions and file claims and everything.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I love our – okay, love's too strong a word. I really, really like our chat room people because somebody said is that the lease is up on the old clinic. And that's one of the reasons. So they're just going to be moving out of there. So that
absolutely.
And so somebody's going to repurpose that whole building, I'm sure, because
mm-hmm.
It's in a great position down there.
It is. It really
okay.
is.
There's so many things going on. I want to take an early break because you have to leave at 8:30 because you got another conference or something
I
at
do.
8:45
with the VA.
With the VA, and that's great. But one of the things I want to talk about is the are there what new things are happening that probably veterans haven't heard of?
The burn pits.
Got it. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Powerhouse Solar, and is an elite dealer for the SunPower Solar Energy. It makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. Now, you get the SunPower Sunvault battery and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. Give them a call, Powerhouse Solar, at 275-5600. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns. And they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Debot. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and join our chat room as many have. And Linda,
If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, have you ever actually thought about that? Is it really the wave of the future? But running electric utility.
It's the wave of the future, but until they can get one.
They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and changing station or charging station. Changing station sounds like diapers. Visit cityofreading.org for more information about local, state, and federal rebates that are available.
That's Reading, cityofreading.org/EV for more information.
Mm-hmm.
We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And there's new things coming down the way all the time from the VA about they have decided to, you know, they figured out, oh, here's something else that's causing harm mm-hmm. to the veterans. For so long they denied Agent Orange. And now every month there's something new
about Agent Orange.
But now there's a new one.
Yes, I really wanted to talk about burn pits. It's so under-talked about. We don't talk about it a lot. But if you were in Afghanistan or Iraq, and we're not talking dates, we're just talking if you were there, and you were exposed to the burn pits, and
everybody was exposed to burn pits.
I know, right?
No, I mean,
even a mile away.
Are you talking
away.
About you had to be working in the burn pits, or
no.
You just had to be in a general area?
General area, well, ingesting the smoke and the stuff from the burn pits. Yeah, it actually doesn't say that you must be a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles away.
Or that you were there burning the crappers or something like that. Now these aren't just like we're talking about, is that you burn the crappers with diesel fuel.
Yeah.
That's just what you did. You know, that's where, when you're out in the field. These are burn pits that had all types of different things in them, right?
Like batteries. Like,
yeah, so this is more of like a dump.
It was a dump.
Yeah.
They burned, I've had everything heard from batteries to bodies, dead bodies, to, oil, to, you name it. They just piled it on there. And some of our, engineers had to actually go and take it and put it in the burn pits. So the things that we're finding is if you have chronic bronchitis, asthma, sleep apnea, if you were diagnosed with sleep apnea and had those issues, or if people, your bunkmate or battle buddy was saying, hey, you stopped breathing in the middle of the night, or hey, you were snoring really loud and you were gurgling, or any of those, and you can get a buddy statement, please come in and see us. Chronic coughs, allergy-like, problem breathing, congestion constant. We want to see you in our office because we really want to talk about the burn pits and how they have affected your lungs and your body. It's toxins. It's terrible.
Well, it is. And, when I first heard this, I went, oh, come on, because I was thinking of the large dump-like ones that they were putting everything into. And I thought, okay, but I would think it would be the ones, of course, I didn't know if it was the military that was working in there or if it was the contractors that was doing all that, that were putting things in there because they had contractors to do all that stuff. But the fact is that what you're saying is the smoke was toxic.
It was.
And it could be if people were working in it, and they, even if they weren't working there, but they were breathing it for a year.
Yes.
This can have severe effects.
Yes. And even if your site that you were working at was a mile away, but the winds were shifting and you slept while the smoke and stuff was there, then just come in and talk with us because we want to have that conversation. We want to get you help. We want to get you signed up for the VA clinic. And there's the actual burn pit registry, which is really important that when you come in, we will help you with the burn pit registry.
Mm. Are they still testing for depleted uranium?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I was tested for that when I first got back.
Depleted uranium.
Yeah. Explain to people what that is.
It's another toxic. Depleted uranium is, well, I have cases I filed that if you're carrying the...
The depleted uranium rounds were used. Yes. They were heavy. They were extremely heavy, and they would take out armor with them. They used them a lot in the aircraft. Would be using depleted uranium rounds or larger rounds
in the Navy.
Artillery. And what this does, because it was heavier, it could punch through armor.
Yes.
Well, they also found out later on when this was ruptured and this and the smoke from tanks and other places that breathing the air of it or being in close proximity of it was causing problems to people.
Yes.
So what they would do is when I came back, they tested me, and essentially it was you urinated in bottles for 24 hours. And, you know, you had them all sealed, and you sent it off someplace, and they came back and told you if you had any in your system.
Yes.
I mean, is that kind of correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's still going on.
Yes.
And the other thing, too, is we talked about this before, the Camp Lejeune and the water, the problem there.
Yes. So Camp Lejeune is...
North Carolina.
Marines. Anybody
base,
that was
major,
stationed...
Major Marine base.
Major Marine base. And if you were stationed there, no matter what... the dates are, I want you to come see us because we look at not only your DD-214, but any reserve time, any time anywhere around that area. I want you to come see us because you have some illnesses that we need to look at. We want to sign you up for the VA clinic. We want to tell you about your standing benefits. Everybody that served... their first, you know, full tour has standing benefits. And one of them includes a VA home loan, and the other one is also the cemetery, your right to be buried at a VA cemetery. And those are really important for us. At our office, just shifting gears real quick, is we have a printout of how to prepare for your passing. And we have... this really cool packet that we hand out for you, and you put down all of your credit cards, numbers, and passwords in it, and where you bank at, and all of that, and your bank account information, you put it in a safe. Because what if something happens to you, and you don't know where all this stuff is, or your daughter or niece comes and something happens to you? They need to know that. They need to know your password to get into your computer. And what we're finding is the veteran or the spouse will pass, and one of them took care of only the finances, and the other one has no clue where the banks are. Believe it or not, bank accounts are, and we want to really take care of you. Our office is also, we file claims, but we also don't want you ever to come into our office going, I don't know where my money is. I don't know where, what bank we bank at. I don't know what bills we have to pay. We want to catch it before that.
Right.
So we have really set up some really good things for veterans and their
wives. That's wonderful. I mean, what we we have experience with certain friends of ours is crisis management.
Yes,
and that is not a good place to be.
No,
somebody has we just talked, and I'm not saying that they have crisis management, but when somebody has a stroke or they're unable to move or they suddenly get sick and they're in the hospital, and there's a business to run or bills to pay or you know, and if you're not both in on it, and we've said several times, Carl, that we need to sit down, kind of update, like, where are we this 6 months? Like half, you know, like, where are we now? What are we doing? What's the plan?
It's really important.
And banks change.
Oh, yes.
Passcodes change. There's a lot of stuff that changes.
It does. And we want everybody to be on the same page and being taken care of.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you being here. Do you have any closing thoughts?
We're open, same hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4. We do have a new drop box. You can drop off your medical documents in the drop box. We even have the envelope you can put them in. And please take, advantage of that, but make sure your vet rep knows you're dropping something off. And we're at 1855 Shasta Street, and our number is 530-225-5616.
Well, we so much appreciate you always going to bat for the veterans, and thank you. We'll see you again next month.
Yes.
And let's see. So, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, and is fully accredited. Accredited chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Baugh. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Yes, it is. It's hump day. It's we get past this. And it's all downhill.
Well, Easter's right around the corner. Whoa, I wonder what people are doing. I mean, every Easter, I know that my family, for years growing up, you know, again, I probably said this on the air before. We didn't get in the plane and fly places. We drove as a family. We went through, you know, we did the Redwoods. We did Santa Cruz, Soquel, Capitola, that area. We'd rent like a, you know, just a beach motel and spend every day out on the beach and fishing and that kind of thing. And that's what we did. But I wanted to talk, Carl, about, gosh, you know what? This is just, it just goes to show you that you can never take your life for granted. Ever. And we all do. And there's a story about these two, this mom and dad, just driving to the Redwoods like we're going to be doing here soon. And they are on, just, it's their 45th birthday. They're on, en route, in their car.
Just the two of them? Or?
Just the two of them.
Okay, they're on,
it's her birthday.
It's her birthday and they're taking a trip.
They're doing, right. Going to her favorite place. They're going to the coast. And a redwood tree falls. One of those big redwood trees falls and kills them instantly. They have five kids.
Crushed the car.
Crushed the car and them in it.
Of course.
So I guess evidently on that when the anybody arrived, they were killed instantly. But I mean, it just goes to show you. So they got five kids. I mean, maybe two are from a two older ones, and they've taken on the responsibility to raise their three younger siblings. But it just goes to show you. We go through life and we get angry over the light not turning red, or somebody in the whatever. And we hold on this little grudge or, gosh, think about that any minute, any time. So be grateful and try to do good things. I mean, I don't know. There's these reminders. If you open your eyes, there's reminders every day about that it could be that fast.
Well, I'd like to apologize to this guy, that I did not realize how I was destroying his life and by making him maybe never even show up for work, late for work, from the time the light changed to green in the 0.75 seconds since it turned green that you honked your horn at me. I just want to say I'm sorry that I ruined your life.
What did you do?
And that I made you late for something. It was 0.75 seconds.
Were you looking down?
No, the light changed, and by the time you take your foot off the brake to the accelerator,
yeah,
they honked. Excuse me? So you know what I usually do then? You know.
Don't.
No, you know what I do.
No, I don't even want. No.
I just kind of, first of all, I want to make sure that when they honked at me, that maybe it was somebody that knew me. So I have to look in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, of course.
I look in the
rearview
mirror, and I look in the side view mirror, and sometimes I stick my head out the window, and I look back behind me, and the person at this point realizes, oh man, this guy is going to be a complete jerk. And they're right. And they're right. You know that? Cause then I'll turn around and I'll look out the back window, but I can't see out the back cause I've got, got the KCR on it. So then I think, well, does he see something in front of me that he's warning me that I should not
right.
be going through the,
right.
So I stop. I start a little bit, then I stop. And then I look way, way, way down that street on the right, way, 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 way down the street on the left. Then I look in front, so maybe there's a pedestrian or something.
So you have to be honking to warn me about something, not it's just because you're impatient.
Now, meanwhile, I look back, and I can see their head is on their steering wheel because they realized they had made a mistake because it was a complete jerk in front of them, and who's going to just enjoy this? But you know what? I got another 15 minutes before I have to come to work. So now I'm thinking, I open up the door. I don't get out because that could, that could be construed. But I open up the door and I look straight down. I lean out and I look down at my tires.
Oh my gosh!
And then
Carl.
I get back in. I look at the front tire and the other, and then I move the center console out and I scoot across the seat, open up the right door, and check the back tire. In the front tire, and I close it, and I scoot back across the street. Meanwhile, the lights turn red. And I'm still looking at the person.
You did that this morning.
And I'm still looking at the person who's trying to get around me, but he can't. So at this point, when it turns green again, I casually pull through the intersection.
You know, that's just, that's kind of...
No,
I don't
even
wanna...
You know what that is?
No.
But I want to apologize to that person today. I hope you're listening because you were staring at KCNR 96.5 FM for 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
You were staring at
and
it.
He's
so
telling
if you're
friends
on
at
that,
work,
please,
this jerk.
Please call me today.
This jerk.
Please call me today, and I will apologize in person.
Well, okay. So, you know, I'm nowhere filling the airwaves. We're talking about, but I want to know, people listening, do you travel or live with somebody who counts the lights? I do not count the lights. I'm not finished. I am talking about, boy, if you go a little bit faster, you're going to miss the... God, that light's been red. And it's like a focus. It's a weird kind of obsession about, I mean, I don't even focus on it. I'm driving. It is what it is. Because if I lived in that space, it would make my stomach churn. So I'm just saying, do you live with somebody who's like, well, if, you know, we've got kind of all three red lights. I made all the green lights today. Jared, do you do that?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Pat.
Oh,
when
okay,
you're
working, well,
gosh. When you're driving, come on, when you're driving and you know that the lights are set at a certain speed, so you can maintain the speed so you can go through all
no,
the lights.
No, that's a whole different mental state.
Linda doesn't. She knows that if you look up and you see that it's counting down on the crosswalk, 6, 5, 4. If you just step on it a little bit,
no,
I'm not talking about
not
screaming
do
down the street. You
nope.
can make the light.
Nope, not going to do it. Just
yeah,
gonna.
Makes me crazy.
I just want to be able to get on the road and get where I'm going,
you know,
and not play
like,
this
don't
game.
Don't act like speed isn't anything.
No,
to
I'm just not going to play the game about red light, green light.
80 miles an hour on the freeway. I'm sitting there with, you know, with
that's
my...
That's not having anything to do with the lights, Carl. I'm
border.
Just asking
let's
people.
Let's talk about the border.
All right. Let's talk about the border
that's
for sure.
Finally, you know what? What is going on with the Biden administration, my friends? It's like, oh, it's not a crisis, yet they've got the migrant children detention site at 1,700% capacity. Not 100%. Not 150%. 1,700%. Would you think that that might be part of a crisis? How about releasing 45,000 people into the U.S. without any type of paperwork? That could be a problem. How about releasing people in the United States without COVID testing? How about that? And yet, for some reason, they're starting to talk about vaccine passports.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, I really...
And what you were telling me today, there are like apps you can
drop. Yeah, there's
drop.
Somebody and, had, I think I read it in one of, let's see, maybe, anyway, the information that was passing around was that there's a 22 companies out preparing for an app because this is something that they're going to start doing before you enter a building, before you get on a flight, before you can take a trip. You're going to have an app to show that you have been vaccinated. And who God only knows, again, we've always talked about the chip. Where are we going to go? What's your temperature? What's your health? When was the latest time? When was the last time you had, you know, your shots? And then, of course, there's going to be a booster, I'm sure, the next. Oh. I didn't read that, but I think there'll be a booster. That'll be the next thing.
It'll be a new strain like regular flu is. Now, here's the bottom line. If you look at these photos of these children in these facilities, they are 100 times worse, and I'm not exaggerating this, you look it up, than the photos of, oh, look, Trump had children in the cages. Well, those pictures, as we all know now, were not from Trump's era, but Obama's era, but they keep talking about it. Where is the outrage from Hollywood? Where is the outrage from the mainstream media in the way that these people are being warehoused? And the fact that they have they get to shower once a week. They've got there's medical resistant diseases here. They've got, you know, they're being processed through for lice and scabies and other things like that. It's not these people's fault. You know, they've been traveling and all this, but these are the kind of things that are happening at these, at the border checkpoints, at these detention, reception centers. Yet, where is the coverage? Well, I can tell you part of the reason is the Biden administration has put a lockdown on it. The most transparent presidency ever has put a lockdown on it. And then they made Kamala Harris in charge. Well, what do you mean in charge? Well, now they're saying, well, in the diplomatic side. Oh, so you're going to go what? Trump had a program that kept these migrants, it kept the ones that wanted to come across the border illegally. He kept them in other countries so they could be processed that way. Biden immediately did away with that. And so what do we have? A million people are going to come across the border. That's the estimate right now. A million people.
Okay. Reporters toured the temporary border facility in Donna, Texas today. This is a thread through the Washington Post and out of Google. The Biden administration allowed pooled coverage for the first time. We saw a pod designed for 32 migrant children under CDC guidelines, now holding 615. The facility is at
17%.
Pandemic capacity.
Yeah. So this is what's happening.
And maybe that's why there's a surge in America.
It could be because they're turning them loose into, you know, why is it that they can do in person teaching in the migrant centers and none in San Diego? Now, why is that? Why can they do in-person there, but it's still a hybrid system in San Diego, because that's where the teachers are coming from during spring break, is from the San Diego School District. There's something wrong here with this. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, been in the business for decades. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments, so you don't have to wait. Everything in there is sanitized, and you don't have to worry about it. You've never been a case of COVID out of Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Best place I've ever been to have a haircut. Located in the Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Your friendly old change, Premier, and all we do. The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Everybody, welcome back.
What is it, the Blues Brothers? Is this the one from the Blues Brothers?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
If you've not seen the movie The Blues Brothers, do yourself a favor and go see it. It's great music. I mean, it's great music in it. It's a ridiculous premise, but it's great.
It's fun.
It's over the top, but the music in it, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, I'm telling you, what the music in it is fantastic. And like many movies I have recorded, what I do is I skip over all the dialogue and go straight to the music. That one, what was that, the thing of rock, you know, with Tom Cruise in it? Yeah, you do. Something, what is that? And then City on Fire, and
that was Belushi and Aykroyd right there, I think,
yeah,
actually.
That was,
yeah,
that was John Belushi, yeah, and Dan Aykroyd. And
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that
I couldn't even think of.
Streets of Fire.
Right.
There's a number of great movies that I just skip over dialogue just to listen to the music. That's great.
Well, today's going to be 80 degrees. Get ready, folks. Clear tonight with our overnight lows of 50. Thursday, sunny, 84. Friday, mostly sunny at 79. Saturday will be 75. And Sunday, they're calling for chance of showers with a high of 69. I don't know. Does Easter week, it used to be the old days. I hate to say that because that includes me. You would get 1 week off of school at Easter, and it would be, you come back to school after Easter Sunday. It didn't start from Easter Sunday afterwards. You got the week off before Easter. And then in those days, I feel like my point, I walked all the way to school in the snow. No, it was like 2 weeks.
During the,
1 week
during
of Thanksgiving.
During COVID and the toilet paper shortage, I had to wipe my butt on a snowy slope.
It was, oh, gross. Oh, it was 1 week at Thanksgiving and 2 weeks at Christmas. Those were your holidays, three away from school, 3 months over the summer break.
Okay.
So, I don't
Some
know.
Some sadness at the White House, two incidents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, two incidents at the White House. The first one was, it's reported that President Biden fell in the hallway and blocked all legislation that was going to happen. Or, oh no, that was the that ship in the Suez Canal. I got it mixed up. The other one is the Biden German Shepherd Major. Remember Major? He chomped a Secret Service person, and they sent him home to Delaware to learn to be, you know, to socialize him, to learn his manners. Well, they brought him back. Good for Major. Major turns around and bites somebody else. Now, He's a two-time loser here. Do you think he's going to be removed from the White House and put back in Delaware? And will Joe Biden, will he intercede? Will he issue a pardon for Major? Most dogs, once they bite somebody twice, the animal control unit comes in. So somebody needs to tell me, which is the animal control unit that would come to the White House, knock on the door and say, hey, can we see this dog? Has he been vaccinated for rabies? And we're going to have to quarantine him for 2 weeks. Is that going to happen? Do you think that'll happen? Or is this just another example of the elite having special privileges? Anyway, you know what? Possibly if we can narrow it down that he's biting Democrats, that perhaps that dog needs a second chance or a third chance. If he's just biting the White House staff who are making these strange decisions or coming up with the numerous ways to spend trillions of dollars, that every time Smike ran down the hallway saying, I can spend another $1 trillion, set the dog on him. Let Major bite him in the ass and say, enough. He would be our protector. So let's figure it out. Is Major biting the butts of people who are running down the hallway saying, I can spend another $1 trillion we don't have? What do you think? I think you're ignoring me on this.
No, I'm just telling you that there's a 3-acre Northern California estate where white Christmas crooner Bing Crosby and his family once lived has just hit the market for $13.75 million. Built in the 1930s. This is located in the affluent San Francisco suburb of Hillsboro, but we do know that he had a ranch up here at one point. Remember, you went fishing down one of the, gosh, was it the Trinity River, or where were you fishing? And that first time when you got back from Iraq and I sent you and my dad, and you went out, didn't they say this was Bob Hope's and this was Bing Crosby or something like that?
They said it was Bing Crosby's, and then I thought Clint Eastwood had something to do with it, but it was the original Bing Crosby one. We were floating down the Trinity fishing, yeah.
All right.
Okay, Matt Gaetz,
yep.
Republican from Florida, responded to allegations in a New York Times story that the Justice Department investigated him over whether he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. He denied the claims, calling them a lie, and claimed it was part of an extortion scheme naming Pensacola, Florida lawyer David McGee, a former U.S. attorney, as being part of this. Anyway, it's a horrible allegation and a lie. They're running a story that I traveled with a 17-year-old woman, and that is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that is not the case, and it's talking about where a person demanding $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations to go away. My family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And so it goes on from there. See, have you thought that this could be a way of taking the pressure off Cuomo, who, by the way, the 10th person showed up to say that he had sexually assaulted them? Yet I don't see that in the major news. How come they aren't pursuing this? How come they're not bringing them on the air? How come CNN hasn't even mentioned it yet? It's because his Governor Cuomo's little brother, Fredo Cuomo, is Fredo. You know, if you think of Godfather Fredo, who was that? The stupid weak one that betrayed the family? Fredo. He hates that name. I can't, you know. In fact, he got into a yelling contest with somebody that called him Fredo in a restaurant.
Ooh.
Frankly, I think it's kind of funny, you know, Fredo. Anyway, Fredo has yet to mention it, and CNN has yet to mention it, and because they are, of course, bought and paid for. But it just kind of goes to show you that our world continues to move on, that the unfairness and the hypocrisy of the left, we're having this situation on the border. Where are the movie stars? Where are they coming down there? Where are they? Where's AOC saying this is horrible? They're having to drink out of toilets. Where's AOC down there saying this? Where is Hillary coming down and saying that we're treating these people inhumanely? Where's that? Where is the mainstream media standing on the press secretary's chest screaming for the story? It's not. And if you don't believe that the mainstream media is purposely trying to set their own agenda And their agenda is what's right for them and not what's right for this country. Then you need to go back and take a look at what's happened over the last 10, 12 years. And you could probably say it earlier. But let's just say the last 10 or 12 years, during the Obama administration and then during the Trump administration, 12 years, and see the difference in how it was. And then now look at the Biden administration, how it has switched back, how things under Trump were not only derelict, they were treasonous. These were reasons for impeachment, what he's doing on the border. Tell me you don't hear that word from the Republicans.
What, treason?
No, not treason, but you don't hear, oh, impeachment. Look what he's doing. Why isn't he doing something? You know, what is this? They should be pummeling. They should be pummeling Pelosi and Schumer about doing something on the border. And yet, the mainstream media, for the most part, is letting them get away with it. They're just, oh, well, that's just, you know, because, you know, we didn't know they were coming. Biden said, come to America. May not have said it in those words, but that's what he said. And now he's saying, oh, well, not so fast. Take your time. Tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
Trish Clark joins me tomorrow. And it's going to be a wild and woolly hour.
Is it?
2 hours. So stand by. You got something stuck in your craw? Wait for tomorrow and let us know what it is. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Another grueling 2 hours put into the archives. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR.